the doggone thing is working or not. I suppose it is. Today is the 31st of March, 1970, and I know it's been a long time since I've written, but I'll tape you a letter, and I know it's been a long time since you've taped, so I thought it'd be about time for us to, get back into the swing of things, and, get together here a little bit. I'm hoping this thing tapes back all right. My recording level is pretty good. So right now I'm going to cut it off and see how things are going. I don't know if this thing is taping here or not. Can't really tell. Yeah, there it goes. It's doing all right now. Things sort of slow about on the upkeep. I've got a new tape recorder, unless you can tell. This is a iKai. No, excuse me. Let's see. Yeah, I guess it is a iKai X200D. It cost me $208. I got one here a while back in February. The doggone thing had a pause button that stuck. So I got that fixed. And then the automatic shutoff didn't work. Now this thing is really loaded for bear. It's got three speeds. 1 7/8, 3 3/4, and 7.5. It's a deck. It does not have any amplification to it at all. It has no speakers. It has no power. It only records and plays. But it'll shut itself off whenever the tape comes to an end. It'll play both sides by itself. If you put a reversing tape on one end, then it will reverse the tape on, that end, just keep playing right straight through. Or you can put it on both ends and it'll just keep playing endlessly. And that's really cool. I got some long tape here. I guess it's 1800 feet. 3 hours worth. And then I could play 3 hours backwards and forwards all the time. It's really nice. Work is work, that's all I can say. I haven't had any time off since I come back from Sydney, and I don't know if I told you about Sydney or not. It's really nice. I took 3 rolls of film down there and only 1 roll came out. My doggone camera had been messing up on me, and I sent it to Tokyo and had it fixed. Everything was always coming back, overexposed. The pictures are too bright. The colors are not right, overexposed. So I decided I'll just send it in and get it fixed. And it cost me, I think, $10 or $11, for shipping it. It was still under warranty. And I've since gotten back about, I got one color slide set back since I've had it fixed. And those black and white that I sent you, I fixed those. I wish you would tell me whether or not that you enjoyed them. And I can print any black and white negative that you give me. If you got any black and white negatives that you want reproductions of, you send them to me. Now, unless if they're not scratched up, no sweat. You should not handle the black and white negatives, put your fingers on them. Or if you got a color negative you want a black and white of, send that. And I can make, about a 3x5 card. It doesn't cost anything. I got the paper. I got 100 sheets for $2. Now, if you send a color negative, it'll be, black and white, but it'll be a funny looking black and white, so I'm told. But, if you want me to fix some pictures, go ahead, I'll fix some up for you. But if you have any scratches on them, it won't, they'll turn out, scratchy. Now, this is the first set of black and white any kind of film I'd ever developed. I spent 65 cents for the film, and I was just actually checking out my camera to see if it was working all right before I wasted money on some more expensive film. And I spent $2 on the, paper, 100 sheets, and this printing is something else. you have to experiment a little bit to do this. Now, whenever you send it into a company, it's automatically done for you. Whatever the negative is, that's the way it turns out. It automatically exposes it just right on the paper. But whenever you do it yourself, you can make any kind of effects you want. If the thing is not dark enough for you, you can darken it up by exposing your paper a little bit longer. You know, stuff your negative on your paper a little longer. I really had a good time. I spent about 4 or 5 hours over there one afternoon, and I really knocked myself out doing this. I've been thinking about getting some of my negatives that I have here that I made with my Instamatic and making some pictures. You can tell that those pictures I made turned out very, very clear. I've also been thinking about getting some black and white and maybe doing a few self-portraits or something, you know, just for kicks. And then, I don't know. I've got a lot of different ideas about some of the things that I want to do. And I'm still thinking, you know. Well, as far as work, like I say, I haven't had any time off since I went to Sydney. I had a good time down there. The country wasn't exactly like what I thought it was. Of course, I didn't get to see much of the country. I want to go back, but I don't have the money for one thing. And I want to go to Udorn, that's in Thailand. I want to see that place. It's supposed to be a lot of fun. It's a very pretty country. You can take a 3-day pass over, and usually costs you about $100 for 3 days if you, you know, buy a lot of jewelry. They have a lot of high-quality jewelry and, you know, such items as that, household goods, that you can buy just dirt cheap. But I don't really care for going into this. I just want to go over there, you know, see some of the scenery, the places, and mainly just take a 3-day pass just to get away from Vietnam and have a little rest. I'm probably going to be going over to Udorn in the 1st of May. Now, the extension is on the way down. I know that. It came down to group. It's been in group since the 14th of this month, March. But they didn't send it on down to battalion like they said they did. So I'm having to wait until till battalion gets it. And that'll be, I don't know, another day or so. But I have a feeling that I did get my extension like I requested. I don't know. I don't really want to extend over here in a way. But I nearly have to. And if I do extend, I don't think I can send all my equipment home, you know, on a whole baggage. And whole baggage, you send it all to San Francisco and they send it on home, and you have to pay the shipping charges from Frisco or wherever it goes in the States to your home address. If I don't get to do that, it probably cost me about $40 to $50 to send everything home. I have two speakers, and each one of them weighs 40 or 50 pounds a piece, and then I got this tape recorder weighs 40 or 50 pounds a piece, and I got a turntable which weighs around 20-30 pounds, and I got the amplifier. In another week or so, I'll probably be sending the amplifier on to Fisher. Doggone thing doesn't work on FM. It's a pretty sharp instrument. I've got some slides of my whole setup here. I'll send you someday. I'll let you see. I'll bring them home. But the FM, you have three ways of tuning the station you want. You have preset buttons where you know, dial in the station and you preset your button. Or you have this auto scan. All you do is put it on auto scan position and push a button, and the thing electronically tunes to the strong stations. It'll lock in on each strong station as it passes it. If you don't like it, you just push it and it goes on down. You have a remote control that's about 10 or 12 feet that you can use this auto scan with. Well, it doesn't work on AM. AM works pretty good. Of course, there's a lot of static over here, and they're weak stations. The FM worked good until it went out. I think it's just a final transistor in the amplifier circuit. Probably won't cost much, but the shipping charge is going to cost me buku bread, I'm afraid. And they got that thing to send to Fisher. Now, don't be surprised if they send this home to you within the, say, if I send it off by the middle of April, they get it around the last of April, and you may get it around the first of, or the middle of May or first of June when I get home. Don't be surprised if you have a $15 or $20 shipping charge to pay. You go ahead and pay it, I'll pay you back. But this thing, this Fisher tuner amplifier in the cabinet cost me $360. That's what I wrote home for you about, you know, buku long time ago. And you were to buy it in the States, it would cost you $575. And this is no put on. I've seen magazines like, Radio Shack and places like this. And this is what they're getting on this thing. It is expensive. I'm not joking you. And this iKai, they sell iKais in the States. But Roberts, the same thing, just a different name. Well, to make a Roberts out of this, all you have to do is remove one little nameplate. Well, little cover, and put Roberts on it. Cost about $400, something like that. So I got this about 50%, you can say. And I got a Girard turntable, which cost me, well, I've got $91 into it. It cost me about $100. $71 for the turntable and about 20 some odd dollars for the needle cartridge. So I've got about $100 into it. Now, where to buy it in the States, it cost me about $180, $190. So you can see how much money I've got worth here. Pioneers speakers, the CS88s, they cost me $79. They're worth about $140, $150 back in the States a piece. I've got $836 into my equipment I've put into it. And I figured it out one day, and I've got around $1,600 or $1,700 worth of equipment if I were to buy it. Now, if I go down south to Long Bend, when I come home, we'll get me an iKai 360D, I think, or maybe the biggest iKai made. It is a tape recorder. It costs around $360, $380 in Vietnam. Back in the States, it costs around $800. And with two recorders and, speakers are talking to me. With two recorders and all the stuff I've got, I'd probably have close to $1,100, $1,200 invested. And back in the States, I'd have about $2,400, $2,500 worth of electronic equipment. So you can see that even though I'm spending a lot of money on stuff, that I've got a lot of value here. This stuff is not guaranteed for a lifetime, but it'll last a lifetime. No sweat. There's long guarantees on all of this stuff, and I'm not really worried about it. Well, I've talked here about 15 or 20 minutes, and I'm about to run out of tape. I'll have to turn this tape recorder, or this tape over. Now, it'll play both ways, but it only records one way. And I don't particularly like that too much, but you know how the saying is, you can't have your cake and eat it too. But the only thing I don't like about this little tape recorder is, it's very finicky. Sometimes it'll work and sometimes it won't. And so you know how that goes. I gotta just sit here and tinker with it and treat it real nice. The power over here is a little bit weak. It's not that weak, but it'll cause them to burn their cells out and not work. And you know, humidity is not too good for stuff. This little microphone I'm using is not too swift. It's the one that comes with my little $20 Sony, and I hadn't plugged that bugger in since, Lord, I don't know when. I guess it's about 2 or 3 months ago. I'm going to have to plug it in and check it out, see if it's still working. and see if this tape will record, will play on your, my recorder, it'll play on yours. The one I'm talking on here is a stereo, and you have to record only on the left channel to get mono out of it. Well, I'm going to stop right here and turn things over, I think. No, I got a little bit more to go, so I'll say a little bit more before I turn it over. I don't want this thing to run out because bugger is pretty hard to thread back. Well, I'll stop. See you on the other side.